Now, instead of having a standard Bible reading this morning where someone comes up to the front and reads it out, I thought we could dramatise it a bit. So for that, I'm going to need some volunteers. So what I need first is someone who is quite small. Oh, Joseph. Okay, so Joseph, you are going to be David, so remember that. Now I need someone who's quite tall. I think Marcus or Joseph would be a good one, since they're looking at each other. Right, Joseph, you're going to be Goliath, so remember that. Then I need a group of kind of like smaller, younger people. So maybe some of the Anchors Juniors, Rainbows, Brownies. A group of you, you know, a few of you can come up if you want to. All of you, if you like. So if you guys stand here as a group. Gosh, lots of them, more than I expected. That's fine. You guys are the Israelites, so remember that. And then I need some older, taller people, so maybe some seniors, rangers, guides. Don't all jump at once. Come on, Ian, you can as well, and Stephen. Maybe some of the other guides. Right, so if you guys come and stand at the back over here. You guys come and stand at the back. So move back a little bit. Move back a little bit. As you can see, this is very well rehearsed. You guys are a group called the Philistines, so remember that. And then I need two adults. Okay, we have one, we have another one. So, I need one of you who would like to be a king. King Saul. There we go. Right. Rob, I think Rob's been typecast into the role of a king. So, right. So, Rob, you're. Yeah, normally it's December. Yeah. So, if you go and take that seat over there, that is King Saul's throne. There is a crown next to the chair that you can wear. Yeah, you can wear it. Yeah, that's what it's there for. Okay, so, Joseph, if you come and stand with this group, and the other Joseph, you stand with that group. So, just to give a bit of an introduction to the story, you don't have to do anything just yet, but just listen. So, Saul had been king, this is Saul over here, but he kept disobeying God, so God asked Samuel to find a new king. God said to Samuel, "Go to Bethlehem. There is a man named Jesse with 8 sons. One of them will be the next king." When Samuel first met the sons, he automatically thought that the oldest son, named Eliab, would be the king that God had chosen. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at the way that he looks or how big he is. Eliab is not the one I have chosen. The way he looks doesn't matter to me. I look at the heart." Jesse brought more of his sons to meet Samuel, but none of them God had chosen either. Samuel asked Jesse, "Have I met all of your sons?" He replied, "I have one son left, named David. He's the youngest, and he's out looking after the sheep. I'll bring him here to meet you." As soon as Samuel saw him, the Lord spoke to him and said, "He is the one." So Samuel anointed him with oil, which was a special way of promising him that he would be the next king. And from that day on, the power of the Lord was with David. Right. So now comes the bit where some of you need to do some acting. David continued to take care of his father's sheep in the fields. So, David, that's your field over there. You can take care of your sheep. When he didn't have much to do in the field, he played instruments. Excellent. Wrote songs and poems. Meanwhile, Saul was still king. He's a bit preoccupied at the moment. Saul was still king. He ruled people called the Israelites. So turn around and face them so they can see you. These are the Israelites. David and his family were Israelites too. The Israelites weren't getting along with people named the Philistines. These are our Philistines. Looking very happy. The problem with the Philistines was that they had many giants living in their lands. One of the strongest and biggest giants was named Goliath. At the end, he was over 9 feet tall, which is taller than any person recorded in the Guinness Book of Records. He would have to bend way down to get through a door. Goliath was covered in armor to protect himself. Pretend you've got armor on. And he carried a big spear. There is a makeshift spear at the back that you can hold. So he carried a big spear. Every morning and every evening for 40 days, he shouted to the Israelites in his big, deep voice, "I dare you to find one man to fight me. If he can beat me, we will become your servants. But if I win, you will all become our servants." When Saul and all of his men heard this, they were very afraid. So you guys are very afraid. God, show everyone your afraid faces. Three of these men were David's three oldest brothers. They were the only ones in David's family who were old enough to go and fight. Now, David's father, Jesse, which is you, Deborah, heard about the giants and was worried for his sons. He called David out of the fields and asked him to take some food to his brothers and report back how they were doing. Take some food. So David set off to visit his brothers. As he approached them, he heard Goliath shouting his challenge like he did every morning. So he pretend to shout, be angry. "Isn't someone going to stand up to this man?" David asked the men of the army. Just pretend to ask them a question. None of them wanted to. "Then I will fight this giant Philistine," he said. One of the men overheard this. Who wants to be the one? Jadina, you can do it. One of the men heard this and ran to Saul and told him what David had said. Saul approached David. So Saul, you need to come and approach David. He's over here. Saul approached David and said, "You can't fight Goliath. You're only a boy, and he's been fighting for many years." But David said to Saul, "I've had to fight lions and bears to protect my father's sheep. God helped keep me safe, and then he will help keep me safe now." Saul the king didn't trust in God to help him and didn't know what to do to beat Goliath. Then this young boy named David came and knew exactly what to do. He trusted that God would help him. That's why God loved David's heart and wanted him to be king. So Saul dressed David in heavy armor. You left your heavy armor behind. Sorry, that was my fault. Saul dressed David in heavy armor to protect him from Goliath. It's that heavy that it fell off. Yeah. But David took it off. David, you can take it off. It was so heavy that he could hardly walk, and he knew that God would keep him from harm. Instead, David went to a stream nearby and found 5 smooth stones, put them in a pouch around his waist, and with his sling, he went to Goliath. So, if you come and stand here, that's it. As David approached Goliath, he looked at David and thought it was a joke. It's a joke. Goliath thought that he could easily beat David, and it was funny that Saul would send a small boy to fight him. But David said to him without fear, "You fight with a spear, and I come with God on my side, and today everyone will know that there is one true God in this land." Goliath didn't care what David said, and he moved closer to attack him. David ran quickly to meet him. Reaching into his pouch, he pulled out a stone, put it into his slingshot, and shot it at Goliath. The stone had hit Goliath right between the eyes, and suddenly Goliath started to lose his balance. He fell with a loud thud right on his face. Got a loud thud right on your face. Stay down. You've fallen. David had done it. He beat Goliath, the giant Philistine. When the rest of the Philistines saw this, they ran away. And David became a hero to all of the people in Israel. So go back and be a hero. There we go. Well done, everyone. Okay, you go and sit down. Right, thank you everyone for taking part in that. I think you'll agree that that was some Oscar-worthy acting going on there. So, this story that we've just heard is a very well-known story in the Bible, the story of David and Goliath. The group of Israelites had a very big problem. They weren't getting on with the Philistines, and they were being challenged every day by this big giant called Goliath, and they didn't know what to do. Now, I'm sure we've all had times in our lives where we're not quite sure what to do. You know, we're in a situation where we're not sure what the best way forward is, whether it's at school, sometimes at work, with our friends, or elsewhere. But in this story, David was a young boy, but he knew that God was with him and faced up to Goliath, a very big problem, knowing that God was by his side. And this is the message today, that God is bigger than all of our problems. David knew this, and despite other people doubting him, and despite Goliath having a massive advantage in terms of his size, the equipment that he had, David was able to win because he put his trust in God. God was with him, and God was bigger than his problems. If you're facing tough times in your life, or even at any other time, remember that God is always there and will always help you. Now, in the Boys Brigade, we have a motto. Can anyone tell me, especially the boys, what the motto is? Go on, shout it out. Sure and steadfast. The motto of the Boys Brigade is sure and steadfast. And those words come from another part of the Bible in a book called Hebrews. And those words that tell us that God is an anchor for our lives and that when there are hard times in our lives, he'll keep us secure because he loves each and every one of us. He loves all of us so much that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, who died for us all so that we could be forgiven for the things that we do wrong. So remember that we have a strong, loving God who will help guide us through anything if we ask for his help and if we put our trust in him. He really is bigger than all of our problems.